Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello to all of our faithful, dedicated listeners of the Prophetically Speaking Internet Radio Show. I want to welcome you to another exciting episode, another one of these moments where we're just excited about what God is saying, we're excited about what God is doing, and we're excited that you have taken another opportunity to join us on today. For those of you that's joining us for the first time, allow me to introduce myself. I'm the host of this, your show, the Prophetically Speaking Radio Show, and I'm Prophetess Trenoncia Balcom. And along with me, I always have a dynamic co-host, woman of God that I love dearly, none other than Prophetess Gloria Jenkins. Prophetess Jenkins, how are you on today?
I am blessed and highly favored, woman of God. I'm glad to be here today.
Amen. There's no other way to be, I tell you, than blessed and highly favored. There's no other way. I remember, you know, even in the Word of God, Mary, when the angel appeared unto Mary, he said unto her, hello, and he called her blessed, and he called her highly favored. Amen. You know, that's not another way to be than blessed and highly favored. And so I thank God for your status on today, and I thank God that I'm just going to take hold of that for myself, just being blessed and highly favored. Well, Prophetess Jenkins, today it is an extremely warm day in the city of Houston. Yesterday we had temperatures up to, when I was in my vehicle, I believe I saw the temperature was 99 degrees. So it's pretty warm outside today. Passed by the pool, the neighborhood pool, and there were individuals out in the pool, and they were swimming, enjoying the heat, enjoying the pool. But for me, I think it's just a little bit too warm for me to be out there right now. What's going on there in New Iberia? How's your temperatures?
Oh, it is very, very hot. Very hot and humid. But weather's good. We're thanking God. I stay inside. I can't take the heat. I've been inside anticipating, praying for people, and just anticipating getting on the broadcast to bless the people on this very day. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And again, we're going to stick to our confession that this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice, and we're going to be glad in it. Well, Prophetess Jenkins, over the past month or so, we have been thrilled. We have been thrilled, and I tell you, I have gotten so many reviews. On this past weekend, I give God praise. It's been an awesome weekend. I was at church, and there was an individual that, as I was leaving out of the church, one of the individuals that was there, she ran up to me and she grabbed me and she said, I could not let you go. I was at a visiting church, and she grabbed me and she said, I could not let you walk out of the doors without giving you a hug. And she said, woman of God, I want you to know that I'm listening to you every week. She said, I'm enjoying you. She said, I want you to be encouraged and know that I'm praying for you. So to that sister on today, I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Even as far as last week, Prophetess Jenkins, I had another woman of God to grab me and let me know. She said, I just want you to know that I'm listening to you every week and you are being a blessing to the body of Christ. So ladies and gentlemen, those of you that have your ears tuned in to hear what it is that God has to say to you through us, we thank you. Thank you for joining in, and thank you for listening. And Prophetess Jenkins, we have been having a blast talking about this topic of birthing. As we've talked about the pause and the promise, we've talked about transition, we've talked about the pain of birthing, we've talked about the process of birthing, we've talked about the seed that we receive as we first find out that we're pregnant. We have really, really gone in depth and detailed about this subject of spiritual birthing. And woman of God, I have been so blessed as God. Even on last week, we talked about the thrust and we talked about the push of birthing. And so this has been one of those topics that it has been a blessing to me. And I pray that it's been a blessing to you. But we had the opportunity, a wonderful opportunity on this past week of viewing a video of an actual birthing of a baby. And I've gotten quite a bit of reviews, and I shared the video. I actually got the video from another one of my relatives, and I shared it on my page, and from my page, I believe I've had, I think the video has been shared up to about 16 times altogether. And so the video has been a blessing. And so for those of you that may be listening and those of you that are tuning in or whether you're listening to it via rebroadcast, if you have an opportunity, look on my page. On my page, author Trinoncia Balka, or on the ministry page, tvministries.net, as well as the TV Ministries page. You can also take a look at Prophetess Gloria Jenkins' page, and there you'll be able to see that video. And you're going to be able to see the graphic details of what an actual birthing looks like. And so as I put that there, I wanted us to be sure that we were able to put things in proper perspective. It's easy for us to talk about spiritual birthing. It's easy to talk about the consummation. It's easy to talk about the seed and talk about the process. All those things are a part of it that we can talk about. But when we look at that video, we see what it really takes to push forth a promise. Prophetess Jenkins, I don't know about you, but woman of God, this topic of birthing has hit me head on. I mean, it has ran into my life like a Mack truck. And, you know, when I looked at that video, one of the things that was so significant to me about the video, there was two things that really, really caught my attention. One thing, woman of God, that caught my attention was that the birthing was not dry. If we look at the video, we were able to see everything that took place on the video. The video, you could see moisture. You could see water from the sac, from the embryonic sac, and you could see where the water had burst, and you could see the water coming forth. And the first thing that is symbolic of to me is that we have to know that water is symbolic of the Spirit of God. Anytime you do a study on water and you dream of water, you see water, it's always going to be symbolic of the Spirit of God. And one of the things, woman of God, that I'm just so elated about is that even when birthing time comes, we know that birthing time, oftentimes there's pain. There is. It's pain. The birthing brings about so many different emotions. But one of the first things that I'm reminded of, woman of God, is that before the baby itself can even begin to crown or even begin to come forth, the first thing that begins to happen is the water is broken. The water is broken. The spirit. So that just reminds me that, yes, sometimes we have a painful process. Sometimes there's pain up ahead. Sometimes there's pushing that we feel like, my God, how much more can I push? But the thing about it, woman of God, that I'm so engulfed and praised with on today is that the presence of God is there. The presence of God is in the push. The presence of God is on the promise. The presence of God is there and allowing that mother to have the moisture, to have the glory, to have the presence of God right there to help her to bring forth that promise. Prophetess Jenkins, what do you have to say about that water coming forth in the birthing process?
Woman of God, I think that water makes it easier for childbirth to happen. It releases the baby out the safe place he had been lying for 9 months, and the water bursts so that the baby can come forth out of into the birth canal and come out. You know, I look at birth and childbirth as always a twofold process. On one hand, the birther, who's the mother, is joyous. She's happy for that which she had been carrying for some months, would soon be in her arms, and she can be happy about that. And on the other hand, it's the most dreadful experience because you know you're going to go through some pain.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go through some pain, but it does not complete itself without great pain. After this time, the great pain of childbirth, then you get to hold that which you've been carrying. And that so much is the epitome of what we as Christians go through when we are walking in our everyday work, a walk, and God has placed something now in our spirit to bring forward. And a lot of time it's painful. A lot of time you go through some changes. And, you know, the word, when you say push, I think about the word push. It definitely will push me to make a way with effort and persistence. You know, you got to push against the difficulty and the opposition when you're pushing, because the baby is in a strange place. He's getting ready to come out into this world, and it's a tremendous pain on a woman's body. But I think about woman God. Think about what kind of God we serve. What kind of God can come up with childbirth to multiply and fill the earth with people at the rate of a woman carrying a baby and bringing forth their child into the world? God thought about everything. Even back in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, He made it better for us in the New Testament, where we at now. But childbirthing is something that amazing to me. It really is amazing how you carry the child and you come out and the water comes first. That's let us know that you're getting ready to bring forth something.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting ready to bring. Never water break. No going back and no stopping. You can't say, oh, hold, wait a minute, I'm not ready yet. When the water breaks, you're ready to bring forth that which
mm-hmm.
you've been carrying.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. You're ready to bring forth. So sometimes we get sprinkled in our life with water, mean blessings. And we don't know what God is doing, but we're following His spirit, following and listening to His voice, and we get into a place of transition, and we know we have to lean not to our own understanding, because He's taking you to a place where you're not. Some people have had many children, but some people, this is their first birth, and they're expecting, and they're waiting, and they listen to see what's coming forth. And the same thing in our spiritual walk. I hope I'm not sounding crazy, but I'm thinking my childbirth, which is so amazing to me, that God said to multiply, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. And He used a woman to do that. So I'm blessed that childbirth, we talk about birthing today on the broadcast, and birthing is combined to having a baby, but it also could be something you birthing in the spiritual room that has to come forth. Amen?
Amen. You know, when I was looking at that video, when we were talking about birthing and, you know, talking about the water coming forth, and whenever the water breaks, you know that there's something that's coming behind it. You know, the water, when I begin to, there's so many different things that God has placed in my spirit concerning this birthing and concerning the woman giving birth. And there are many times when we can be just overcome with the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
We can be overcome. You know, we can be in a situation, I don't know if you've ever experienced it, I know I have, where I can be in prayer or I can be at home, and all of a sudden I feel the rushing of the Spirit of God to just come upon me. And not long after that, then there's something that may have occurred. I saw on Facebook earlier today where there was a particular sister, and we're going to keep praying for her, but she said that she had prayed all night long. And she said she didn't know why, but she said all night long last night she had been in prayer. And when she woke up this morning, she went into her mom, and her mom's speech was slurred. She couldn't understand what her mom was saying, and her mom looked as though she was having a stroke. And so now she's gotten her mom to the hospital, and she put another post about an hour ago that mom's speech was completely discombobulated. She could not understand the thing mother was saying. They had her in the hospital working on her, but she was stating it on how on last night she was in prayer all night. And there are sometimes, woman of God, that God would have us in a place of prayer. God would have us in a place of His presence, being in His presence under the anointing, not knowing that soon after, God has already prepared us for something that at that moment we're not able to handle. Mm-hmm. And so there are times when the presence of God comes first, because there's something that we're getting ready to push our way through. There's something that's getting ready to come forth out of us. And one of the things I found out, Prophetess Jenkins, is oftentimes when trouble arises or oftentimes when pain comes forth, it's not that there's something coming to harm us, but many times the pain or the birthing pains come because there's something greater on the inside of us that God wants to get out. And I found out that there are many times, and I know you've seen situations like this, whenever woman of God, I remember in 2010 when I was placed into that hospital, I can tell you what, I know that there was not a time that my family did not pray as hard as they did at that moment. Because it was at that moment that they needed a miracle from God. Amen. Sometimes, people of God, the pain can come. Sometimes things can occur, and we feel like we're in a place where, oh, my God, we feel destitute. We feel like, wow, what just happened? But if you stop and remember, God has already prepared you for what's about to happen next. And so now the water breaks. The water comes forth. And another powerful thing, Prophetess Jenkins, about that video that just really amazed me was that when the woman began to push, it really looked as though the place that the child had been designated to flow through, it looked as though the place was not large enough to facilitate what the woman had on the inside. But the doctor continued to let the woman know to go ahead and push. And the more the woman began to push, the more her body enlarged itself. The more the woman began to push, the more visible you could see that something on the inside of her was coming forth. And sometimes we feel like what we are carrying, what God is telling us to push out, we feel like it's going to kill us. We feel like there's no way I can get this out. But here's the powerful thing, Prophetess. Not only did the woman keep pushing, not only did her body begin to enlarge itself, but as the head of the baby began to crown and the head of the baby began to come forth, now you're able to see that there is something there. There is a head that has come out. We can see that there's life in what she's pushing out. But one other thing happened that really just, I mean, sent me in a praise. Because as the woman began to push, and as the head of the baby began to come out, the next thing that happened is though she kept pushing, but the next part of the baby was so large that her push alone was not doing the job. So what happened is that the doctor began to grab the head of the baby. The doctor grabbed the neck of the baby, and the doctor himself began to forcefully pull the baby out of the woman's body. And when I began to see that, oh, my God, I went into praise. Because sometimes, people of God, the revelation that God gave me, Prophetess Jenkins, is that we can be dead smack dab in the middle of a push. But God gave me this word. He said, hold on, because help is on the way. Sometimes we feel like what we are pushing out, what we're trying to give birth to, is so big that there's no more enlargement to me. I can't get any big. I can't push no more than this. I'm doing all I can do. But when the woman pushed all she could push, when the woman did her part, when the woman was obedient to the words of the doctor, when the woman said yes and she was willing to do what she was instructed to do, the doctor stepped in and began to do what he knew how to do. And the doctor began to pull the baby from the mother's womb. And as the doctor stepped in and began to pull the baby was no longer stuck in the canal. The baby wasn't there then. The doctor was able to pull the baby completely out. And when the baby came out, we were then able to see that there was something bigger than what we all could have imagined on the inside of that woman. And sometimes, people of God, that's exactly where you are. That's exactly where I am. That's exactly where Prophetess Jenkins may be. You may be at a point where you've pushed and you've pushed and you've pushed and you're wondering, okay, what? And God is saying, don't worry, because help is on the way. I'm about to get this thing out of you. I'm about to give you some relief. I'm about to pull this baby out when it looks like it's not going to come up. I'm getting this baby out of you. Don't give up on God. Don't give up. Because, see, remember, on the previous post that I put, Jesus is your master physician. And he's right there. The water symbolizes his presence, letting you know that I'm there with you. I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. I'm there with you. I will not leave you nor will I forsake you. I'm there with you. And not only will I see you through this, but I'm going to see this baby through this. Now, the next thing, Prophetess Jenkins, that caught my attention was that as the doctor had to reach in and pull the baby forth, that reminded me of something. Because a couple of weeks ago, I remember sharing with our audience that we have to remember that as we're giving birth, as our bodies are going through changes, we're going through a process of pushing and a process of pain. We've got to remember that the fetus itself is going through something too. Because remember, this baby is now entering into a new world. And many of you, you're the baby. This is another thing that God spoke to me. Many of us, we're not per se giving birth to the promise, but you are the promise. Many of you, you are what God is birthing out. And so when we look at the process of the baby, and now the baby is coming forth, something had to happen. The doctor grabbed the head of the baby. Now remember, this child for 9 months has been in a safe place. For 9 months, this child has not been bothered. For 9 months, this child does not know the touch of a human. And now the touch that he does get from a human is a touch that is wrapping his hands around the child's head and neck to forcefully pull the child from the womb of the woman. The first human touch, the first human interaction that this newly child, this newborn child is now receiving is a rough touch. It's a hard touch. It's a touch that's like, wow, what is really going on? The baby is being pushed out. The place that was once safe is no longer safe. The place that once felt like this was supposed to be the place to keep me and to hold me is now the place that is pushing me from it. The place that I thought, okay, this is, God has grown you in that place, and so now you realize that you've gotten too large for that place. And so now the next thing that has to take place is you've got to be birthed out. You've got to be birthed out. And so that itself, Prophetess Jenkins, is a word to many people. Because there are many times when where you are is comfortable. Remember the story about Abraham, and God said to leave the place of comfort. Leave the place where you are and go to the place where I'm going to send you in Genesis 12. Many times that place where you are is comfortable. That place where you are, it feels as though everything is okay. But you've got to remember that because you are who you are, your fetus is growing. After a while, you can't keep growing in that space. Because the body that has contained you can only hold so much. And so now if you have grown to full capacity to where that womb that has held you, that sac that has encompassed you, it's only so much any of that can take before it then explodes and it's got to release you. It's got to release you. So even in birthing is a painful process, but the body itself has got to release you, and you yourself have got to come forth. Let me say that again. The body has got to release you, and you yourself have got to come forth. And many times, woman of God, one of the things that God has revealed to me is that there are a lot of things, gifts and anointings and our birthings that have been in hiding. God said, no, you too have got to come forth. That thing that I put inside of you, it's got to come forth. And in the spirit realm, what's happening is that, woman of God, there's a release that is taking place. And many people are not able to understand. Many people are not able to see the handiwork of God, because sometimes people are looking at things with their human nature, with their human eyes. But we've got to be able to leave from the place of flesh, and we've got to transition into the spirit. We've got to understand the way God understands. We've got to see what God wants us to see. There's a release in the realm of the spirit that's taking place. And one of the things, Prophetess Jenkins, when that baby is released, when the body has got to give up its grip on the baby, when the womb has got to push the baby out, when the baby has to be released, one thing that can never happen, the baby cannot look back. The baby cannot go back where it came from. The baby cannot go back into the womb and say, I'm coming back because it feels too dangerous out here. There's already been preparations made in the new atmosphere for the baby. There's already been a way made for the baby. There's already been placement. There's already a home. There's already a crib. There's already new clothes. There's already new shoes. There's already a new voice. There's already all those things have already been put in place for the baby. And so for many of you that have followed us on this show, that are listening to the word that God is releasing from heaven unto you, listen, wherever God is transitioning you to, whatever it is that God is transitioning you from, remember that there's no looking back. When God births you into something new, you've got to learn to embrace the newness. Walk in the newness. Be creative in the newness. And know that God never leaves you where he intends to kill you. God never puts you where he does not intend for you to live, thrive, and survive. So people of God, if God is now birthing you, God is releasing you. God is transforming you. God is making you into the men and the women of God that he's created for you to be. This is not the time to look back. Your agenda right now is to have your focus, your eyes fixed on God, saying, God, what will you have me to do? Prophetess Jenkins, go right ahead.
Hallelujah. When I think about the word transition, I think about a process, a period of changing from one state of condition to another.
Uh-huh.
You spoke about the word transformation. There will be a transformation in your life when God begins to transition you. Transition means to, I think about transition, and it means you're going to be shifted. You're going to be shifted from one level to the next level. And I'm telling you, shifting is a place that, transition is a place that you have to adapt to where you're at. God is moving you to bigger things. And like I said on the previous broadcast, that I think about Jabez and how Jabez began to, he looked at the place he was at, and it was a small place, and he began to ask God, Lord, enlarge my territory. Give me a bigger place. Let me be a blessing to the people, but keep me, Lord. He began to talk to the Father, and that's what transition. When you being transitioned to another level, you being shifted for something better. You're about to be transformed into another position, and we should all look to be shifted and transformed to another level. We don't expect to stay in the same place we've been in for years and years. We just to expect to be moved from level to level. I say early in the broadcast during the prior week that we go from glory to glory. As we grow in the Lord, we go from glory to glory, transition to the transition in order for God to use us for his glory. Our job is to be used of God. And to whatever it takes to get to do the job, God is going to transition you. But you have to be willing to be moved in order to be blessed of the Lord. So get in that place that transition God is shifting you. Don't be worried. Don't be fretful. God is transitioning you for a reason. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's powerful. And one of the things that we're going to get ready to go, but one of the things we're going to close out with is that as you spoke about that transition and that shift, we have to remember that the baby was in one place. The baby was in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
But as it began to grow, the baby became too big for the place where it was.
Mm-hmm.
And when the baby became too big for the place where it was, it could no longer grow there. The baby could no longer feed from that umbilical cord. Why? Because there was no more food that could sustain the baby that was in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that that child has grown too big, that umbilical cord can no longer sustain that child. The child has got to go from one place to another. It's got to leave from the womb, and it's then got to enter into a whole other atmosphere. And you said a powerful word. Can you imagine how fearful this child is as this doctor is now pulling it from the mother's womb, as now the child realizes that, hey, I'm still hungry. The child realizes that this food is no longer being the sustenance that I need. The child realizes I'm ready to stretch out. I'm ready to stretch my legs. I'm ready to stretch my arms. I'm ready to do a little bit more. I'm ready to goo-goo-ga-ga. The child realizes that. But the child just does not realize the process that it has to go through to get from one dimension to the next. So, people of God, as you are being transitioned, as you're being shifted, remember, as long as you are in the will of God, there's no safer place than that. As long as you are in the will of God, there's no other place that you would desire to be in than in the will of God. So if God himself has released you from the womb, if God himself has decided to birth you through the birth canal, if God himself has placed you in another atmosphere, people of God, transition. People of God, shift. Be birthed. Let yourself be stretched. Stretch your legs out. Stretch your arms out. Allow yourself to hear your voice. Open your eyes so you can see. Open your ears so you can hear. Open your mouth so you can eat something different than that, you know, that umbilical cord was able to feed you.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. People of God, we want you to know we love you. Prophetically speaking, it's going through a shift. You're going through a shift. We're all going through a shift. But guess what? On the other side, we're going to be right where God has intended, destined, and designed for us to be. Prophetess Jenkins, I love you dearly. I thank God for you flowing with the Spirit of God as you have over these past 2 years. And we are going to talk a little bit more about this birthing until God releases us. And we're going to go forth and we're going to just allow these children, these babies, us, everything else to grow and become the men and women of God that he's designed and designated to be. To all of our listeners, we want to again say thank you, and we want to invite you to come back and join us again on next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m. But listen, until then, we want you to shift. We want you to transition. We want you to be birthed into the greaterness that God has for you. Yes, I did say the greaterness. The greaterness, the greatness, the all of those things that God has for you in this season and in this time. Prophetess Jenkins, I love you. And until next Tuesday at 3 o'clock p.m., you be blessed and you walk in your shift, all right?
Amen, amen.
Bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.